Our next story is all about a project which started and finished online during the pandemic. The Duryard Songwriting Project brought together the community in a relatively remote part of Exeter while everyone was in the third lockdown in the UK over the winter of 2020-2021. Together, this group wrote and recorded a brand new song over Zoom. And the project was commissioned by Exeter Northcote Theatre as part of their Get Creative programme. For this story, I interviewed Amy Hopwood, who led the project, and two of the project participants, Kath Burnett and Bea Hodge.
It's been a dark winter, all cooped up at home. A long hibernation for some, all alone.
I'm Amy Hopwood. I'm a singer-songwriter performing and recording music under my own name, but also under the title of The Songwriting Project, I run community singing and songwriting activities in Exeter and online. I saw that Exeter Northcote Theatre were looking for micro-community projects, creative projects in the community, and this was in the third lockdown, so this was spring last year, 2021. And I'd moved into Exeter only a few months before that. I didn't really know many of my neighbours. And I was sort of thought, well, this could be a good way to meet some neighbours for a start, to try and run a songwriting project with them. So I applied and got the funding.
My name's Kath Burnett and I live on West Garth Road in Exeter. No songwriting experience beforehand.
The name is Bea Hodge, and I'm actually in Exeter. And, you know, I can't read notes, I can't sing, I've never sung before, never been with a group, that kind of thing.
Basically, the idea was to write about the local area. So it was to be sort of like a micro-community. So Duryard is about 10 streets, about maybe 400 houses, not very large at all, just right on the edge of Exeter. Obviously, it being lockdown, we couldn't meet in person, so the whole thing had to be done online. I think we ran about 5 sessions where we talked about our ideas. We came up with sort of words and themes around the idea of spring, because that was the thing that we'd chosen. I couldn't have written it on my own, because most of what's in there is words and phrases and ideas that were coming up from the group. And then we had to learn it, and we had to learn the harmonies that we were going to sing as well, online, and then record it online separately in our own houses. So that was with using smartphones, and lots of guidance from me, kind of, you know, explaining how to get me a track that I could then work with, because I needed to bring together all the different tracks from people that sang and splice them all together into a song, and then also creating a video. So we did that remotely. And so we got to the end where we had a track and a video and a song, and we'd never met in person.
Somehow we all sang individually, and somehow she was able to put it all together, which is absolutely amazing, you know?
Yeah, pretty amazing when you think about it, in 6 weeks, what we are able to do.
One thing we know is you can't hold back spring. Blossom by blossom, new life will begin. We'll emerge from our houses, from winter's old night. Go out of the darkness and into the light. And just like the flowers lift our face to the sun, for spring it has come, spring it has come, spring it has come, oh, spring has begun.
So when we first started meeting, I said, well, our theme is spring. And then we talked about everything that spring meant to people. We talked about a lot of local things, like how muddy it would be in the local park by now, you know, this kind of thing. There's a very foggy hill nearby that sort of has fog on it all through the winter. We talked about spring cleaning, mental health, all sorts of things. But the theme that was really coming out and that sort of connected everything together was nature. And I think it was just such a powerful kind of metaphor for how people were feeling then. So we were talking about the thrill of kind of stepping outside after being cooped up all winter long, planting seedlings and seeing them grow, and the sort of reassurance of seeing plants growing and the leaves coming back on the trees and the daffodils coming up, that, you know, this, I suppose it's the classic thing of kind of rebirth, isn't it? And all those things. But I just think it felt really potent that year, coming out of lockdown.
And someone came up with a really nice word, unfurling, and that was became the one of the words in the songs. And it's almost like a new life beginning. Well, it is a new life beginning. It's like, you know, over winter, everybody gets so fed up being locked in. People started to get a bit more and more depressed. And then when the spring comes along, you start seeing new life emerging, poking through the earth. And then before you know it, you have the blossom coming.
We return to our gardens, a new world to grow. Seeds of all times we will carefully sow. We feel the potential in every type bud, and joy as the green shoots erupt from the mud.
We stand on the doorstep and stretch out our spines, unfurling like seedlings we planted in lines.
Yeah, so it was sort of themes of hope and reassurance and words like blossoming, blooming, thriving, growing. And of course, they're also words that we often use to describe our mental health and positive mental health states. And I think that was one of the things I was really keen to address, was the way that lockdown had left people isolated, and myself included. You know, I was doing it because I wanted to meet people as well.
We lived here now 33 years. I know when I walk around West Garth, which is a road above us, but I don't know anybody. And since we've all done this, and you see people, then you say hello, and it's just been nice. It's just been so nice.
And then one of the loveliest things really was that when we were finally able to come out of lockdown, so this was May, we decided to meet together in the local park and sing the song in person.
Some of our other neighbours came along and came to watch, and it was, yeah, lovely to see everybody face to face and sing it together.
One thing we know is you can't hold back spring. Blossom by blossom, new life will begin. We'll emerge from our houses for winter's long night. Go out of the darkness and into the light. And just like the flowers lift our face to the sun, for spring it has come, spring it has come, spring it has come. Spring has begun.
Singing is so good for your soul, so good for mental health. And adrenaline is just pumping, and you make a fool of yourself. You start laughing, and you forget that you make a fool of yourself. And you start putting your guards down, all the inhibition go away. And that's what it's all about, I think, really.
But then I think also just the sense of pride in having done it. Many of the people in the group didn't think of themselves as singers, hadn't sung before. I managed to persuade them that they wanted to. And, and you know, it's wonderful when you then hear your voice in something like that and you see yourself singing and you realise you can. So there was quite a lot of pride and a building of confidence as well, that it had that effect on people.
I just keep smiling, thinking, this is great, I'm actually singing.
106.8 FM. This is Phonic FM.
I love how that song describes the feeling of wanting to come out of lockdown as like a flower unfurling, eager to come out of the ground and be free. It sounds like such a lovely and satisfying project to be involved with. In that section, you heard Spring It Has Come, written and performed by members of the Duryard Songwriting Project. If you want to find out more about Amy and her songwriting projects, go to thesongwritingproject.co.uk. Amy's currently running more community programmes, including one called Nature Songs. And if you want to find Amy's own music, recorded under her own name, Amy Hopwood, you can find her on Spotify, Amazon, iTunes, and all the usual places. Amy's upcoming album is called Into the Woods.